Chapter 2. Floating and Flying. Thumbelina woke in the morning. She cried when she found where she was. The toad saw her and said,
"Here is my son. He'll be your husband. You will live together by the water."
"Croak, croak,"
was all her son could say for himself. Thumbelina cried even harder. The fish in the stream heard what the mother toad had said.
"No, it must never be,"
they all cried. The fish gathered together in the water around the green stem that held the leaf on which the little girl stood. They ate away at the stem. The leaf floated away, carrying Thumbelina with it. Thumbelina sailed by many trees. The little swallows in the bushes saw her and sang. A large bug flew by. The moment he caught sight of Thumbelina, he grabbed her and flew with her into a tree. How frightened Thumbelina felt! The bug did not care. He just sat by her side. He said,
"You're very pretty, though not in the least like a bug."
Other bugs came to see Thumbelina and said,
"She has only two legs. How ugly! She has only two eyes."
The bug who had run away with her believed all the others when they said she was ugly. He would have nothing more to say to her and placed her on a flower.